Hi, it's Don McKellar. Craving some of those Dunkin's donuts. Mm-mm.
Javelin. as much as we can stand. Stand till we're staggered, laying all twisted together and exposed, like roots on a riverbank. Bam, 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 the earth off its axis. First drafts in ashes, smeared on our faces.
That was Mr. Bill Callahan from Austin, Texas, from his brand new album called Dream River. That was the song Javelin Unlanding. I don't know what happens when a javelin unlands. I guess it doesn't stick in the ground. Very difficult to measure. But yeah, typically excellent stuff from Bill Callahan. One of my favorites. He is going on tour in support of Dream River. But unfortunately, he's not going to make it here. He's going to Seattle, and he has a night off, and then he goes to Boise, Idaho. Come on. Just, I don't know, play Bellingham, at least. That would be nice. But it doesn't look like it's in the cards for us Vancouverites. I've seen Bill Callahan twice, once when he was still playing as Smog at the Starfish Room, and then I saw him opening for Joanna Newsom a few years back, and yeah. He's great. I'd love to see him again. The closest or the next best thing to seeing Bill Callahan live would be to see a new documentary that's being made about him or that has been made about him called Apocalypse. And it's going to be showing at the Vancouver International Film Festival, which kicks off tonight. So I think that film is tomorrow night, Friday, and then some other time later in the week. Bill Callahan, what a fine man. And before that, we heard the Kinks with the song Autumn Almanac, a suitable song for this season, the dawning of fall, the dusk of summer. Yes. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. On today's show, some cool stuff, a new Ty Siegel project called Fuzz. We're going to listen to that. A couple of other San Francisco garage rock numbers on Castleface Records. Castleface is John Dwyer's record label. He of the OCs and Coach Whips fame, and they've been putting out lots of great records. They do weird records too, like they've had two editions of this all flexi disc compilation. So you buy this booklet, and it has five flexi discs, like really cheap, flimsy plastic records in it. Kind of cool. Anyways, we're going to hear some of that. But at the top, I'm going to play Neo Boys. Neo Boys were a feminist punk band that started in Olympia kind of at the late 70s, early 80s, sort of contemporaries of the Raincoats and Slits. But that was all happening in London, England. These guys, ladies, but, you know, guys in the colloquial sense, were in the Pacific Northwest. And they've sort of haven't had a lot of attention sent their way. So K Records has pulled together an EP that they recorded and a bunch of other rarities into a 2-LP compilation called Sooner or Later. It's going to be out very soon on K Records, and we're going to start things off with this song, Give Me the Message. They are great. I'm very excited to play this song. Here we go. Here are Neo Boys.
So I may CITR and the Vancouver web scene, Van Music, present 3 nights a week of awesome music from both local and touring bands. Check out Tune Up Tuesdays and Showcase Thursdays at Displace Hashery at 3293 West 4th Avenue, where bands come to jam for a chance to win some great prizes. And don't forget the Indie Pop Vancouver series, happening every Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, 1143 Kingsway. Be sure to come out and support live music. On Sunday, October 6th, Leif Volebeck is coming to the Media Club. Be sure to catch these beautiful, alive, human shambling ballads, noisy folk songs, and vivid portraits of a 27-year-old's watercolor life. Tickets are available at Northern Tickets, Red Cat Records, and Zulu Records, online at northerntickets.com, or call 604-569-1144. Ride a dream, I'm standing under the Memphis moon.
I met him at the place where we always meet. He put his arms around me. He smiled.
And when I told him I didn't love him anymore, he cried.
He cried.
And when I told him his kiss is one I like before,
that was the Shangri-Las with their 1966 single He Cried. You can find that on a fantastic compilation called Myrmidons of Melodrama. I think that's how you pronounce that. But yeah, Shangri-Las, such a deep catalog, so many great things on that record. Good stuff. Before that, we heard a very kind of girl group inspired track by US Girls from her brand new EP Free Advice Column. That was the song Overtime, and I'm not sure exactly which song she she samples on that, but it has a real kind of wall of sound, real building vibrate-y sample that she's built upon there. Good song. from U.S. Girls. And at the top, Neo Boys from Olympia, Washington, in Portland, I guess, from the Pacific Northwest, with their brand new compilation collecting stuff from the early 80s. It's called Sooner or Later, and the song was Give Me the Message. Speaking of Pacific Northwest artists, The Blow has a new album out. It's been quite a while since The Blow has had a new record. Kayla is one of the ladies in The Blow, and she used to perform with and record with Jonah, who's now focusing solely on the band Yacht. And so there was definitely some uncertainty for me as to what the sound would be like, because when her first couple of records is The Blow, and then before that, Get the Hell Out of the Way of the Volcano, were pretty different than the ones that she recorded with Jonah, and that was sort of the sound that she became well known for. But now she's teamed up with someone else, and she has a new record out. You can listen to it on Pitchfork Advanced, which is the Pitchfork music site, has a sort of a preview streaming site, so you can listen to the whole record there, and it's good. I like it. She played the Biltmore a couple years ago. It was a pretty fun set. And she's going to be back in town on October 23rd at the Electric Owl. I thought the other night that it was September 23rd, and then it was happening the day that I saw that, and I was very disappointed. But I was incorrect. I misread the listings. It's October 23rd. I will see you there if you're able to make it. So this is the song From the Future, from the brand new self-titled Blow album. Here we go on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Dunkin's Donuts.
There's a moonlit square upon my bed, creepy and electric glue. I guess that's just what moons must do these days to get their light shone through. And the moon screams in my ear, stay up all night. I will fall.
All right, that was Halifax's Monomyth. From their self-titled album, that was the song Vision. Before that, we heard Victoria's Cleopatra and the Nile, Nightmare Tropics, and the song Boombox. Nightmare Tropics is the album. Fun stuff. And at the very top, we heard The Blow in Town, October 23rd at the Electric Owl. That was the song From the Future. Very nicely done. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, about 23 minutes left. Up next, we're going to hear some Cult Babies. Cult Babies are sort of from the ashes of the Bleeding Hearts rise, the Cult Babies. Members are Hassan, Layla, and Michelle. And I think there's a few other, Larissa, who also performs as Kelarissa. Is in the mix there somewhere. They have a new cassette out, recorded by Jay Arner. It's going to be released next Thursday with a show at the at Simply Delicious, the sushi restaurant on Main Street, at 28th. So yeah, that's going to be a fun show. They're playing with Watermelon and with Jay Arner, who is going to be touring with them for a whole bunch. So they play Simply Delicious, and then they head out to Seattle, Spokane, Missoula, Bozeman, Montana, Minot, North Dakota, Minneapolis, playing at a place called Fuck Mountain. A lot of great places, so good for Cult Babies getting out into the world. So we're going to hear the song Minakawa. Here we go. Here are Cult Babies.
dripping from your head, got out beneath your feet. Take a breath of air, and together we'll sink deep, sink deep, sink deep, sink deep with me.
Metamorphfest is Mount Pleasant Neighborhood House's annual block party. We're taking over three blocks around Fraser and Broadway on September 28th from 12 to 6. There are three streets of food, art, and two stages of music with performances by hip-hop duo K-Rec and Estia Elements, gospel trio The Sojourners, and Vancouver punk band Peace. Western Front is back this year with Sonic Playground, as well as installations throughout the neighborhood hosted by Broadway East Art Walk. Come celebrate Mount Pleasant with us on September 28th at East Broadway and Prince Albert near Fraser Street for a full day of music, art, and more.
Terrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
take interesting cases and dissecting empty situations. We see the statue of the Dickens boy staring forthright into the heavens, tightening his grip by the string of his pet. It's a look of clean awe under his boyish hair. The man to be will undo the boy that is, but for now the kite holds the tune. Riveted together like chains of gold, see them rubbing against and cheating. This infidelity has always been the case. Yes, I do believe in a new way, a change. It has to have a zeal to it if it is to work. Yes, I see it now.
That was Berkeley, California's The Herms. They have a new compilation out, I guess, of a bunch of weird things that they've done. Oh, that sounded pretty weird, but I liked it. The album is called Dropout Volume 1. That particular song was called The Organization Tascam Demo on Castleface Records, which, like I said, the OC's connected San Francisco record label. Real, like, Velvet Underground vibe there. That's what I was getting from it. I liked it a lot. Before that, we heard we heard Soft Serve from the record Sink Deep, or from the EP Sink Deep, the song Sink Deep. Yeah, good job, Soft Serve. And at the top there, Cult Babies, Minukawa. Check out the cassette release party next Thursday at Simply Delicious Sushi. Just a few minutes left. Let's, what should we do? I'm going to play a Coco song. I like this band, I like this song a lot. It's a local band called Coco, and they have a split cassette out with the band Sharing, and this is Ode to the Old Ways by Coco. Let's play that, and then I'll figure something out. Okay, here we go.
Rooster rush for the westbound train, shoot it up and start all over again. I was sick, every day I was sweet, chasing dragons through to the next week. Tell me about growing old. The winter pissed on his sweaty socks, getting caught in vacant lots. Now we miss the sight of the sun without a skirt to turn you on. Tell me about growing old. Oh, my youth is the only thing that I haven't sold.
Thank you.
right. That was Lab Coast from their brand new Mammoth Cave recording album, Walking on Air, spelled A-Y-R. That was Calgary's Lab Coast with their song Don't Want to See You. Yeah, Don't Want to See You. Before that, we heard, what did we hear? Oh, Coco, yeah, with the song Ode to the Old Ways. All right, my time is done here. Thanks so much for listening. Hannah's up next with Chips and Dip. Sure, it's what can we look forward to? What are you bringing to the table?
This mic. I actually have a lot of slower songs today.
Okay.
Some mellow things.
All right, just cool it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Bring it down. Okay, I'll play one more rocker, and then we'll just, like, get into a nice tempo.
Sounds good.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Hannah. So stay tuned for that and lots of other great programming here on CITR this afternoon. If you like what you heard, check out the podcast at citr.ca, and you can also see the playlist at duncansdonuts.wordpress.com. Going to close things out with Ty Siegel's new band. It's called Fuzz. He plays drums, I think, if photos of the concerts are to be believed. And this is the song Loose Sutures. I hope your sutures are tight and you have a great, wonderful weekend. And I will see you next Thursday. All right. One sec. Here we go.
Pizza's on the run. I know.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's the beginning of Chips and Dip. I'm your host, Hannah. I'm here every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. As I said before, if you were listening to Duncan's show, I've got a lot of slow, mellow songs today in this nice, sunny afternoon. And I'm going to start the show off with a song from a band called Swearin, I-N, no G. This song is called Watered Down, and it's a single off of their album called Surfing Strange, which is not coming out, I believe, till November, in the middle of November. So anyway, this is a single off their album called Watered Down.